need some language help?
Ask us a question.
你问我答.
From BBC Learning English.
Hello, I'm Rob, and welcome to another...
To another question and answer of the week. 欢迎收听今天的你问我答节目，我是杨丽。
Lee, I was going to say that. You just interrupted me.
Sorry, but to be honest, I think I'm better at introducing the program.
Oh, but I'm normally supposed to introduce it. Honestly, Lee, you've got zero respect for me.
Oh dear, Rob 说我对他一点都不尊重。哎，你误会了。Of course I have. Please carry on.
Thanks. Perhaps you'll allow me to read today's question? It comes from Christy in Hong Kong, who's asked, When I was sitting for an examination, I read an instruction. No question in respect of the paper will be answered. I know every word, but I don't understand the meaning of the whole sentence. Could you please explain?Thanks.
Thanks, Christy. That's a good question. Christy 说呀，她经常参加考试，不过她对考卷上的说明 an instruction 搞不清到底是什么意思。It mentioned the word respect, 尊重。Does this mean she should not respect the exam paper?
Nothing like that, Lee. This use of the word has a different meaning. The type of respect you should have given me earlier...was all about being respectful, appreciating me, even holding me in esteem or high regard.
英语单词 respectful 意思是对某人表示非常尊重。Okay, but in the exam instructions, the word respect has nothing to do with esteem. Rob, 这和自尊没有任何关系，对吧？
Exactly. When you're asked to do something in respect of something else, it really means...in reference to or in connection with.
Ah, I see. 如果 respect 用在短语 in respect of something 中的时候呢，意思就是同什么什么相关的或涉及到什么什么。
Here are a few more examples.
In respect of today's news, I think we need to get together and discuss the way forward.
There will be no refunds in respect of the delay to the train yesterday. It wasn't our fault.
So, in respect...connects two things together. In Christy's question, it was questions and the exam paper.
Yes, no questions in respect of the paper. And then there's an action, a verb, will be answered. In other words, nobody will answer questions about the exam paper.
Why didn't they just say that? 原来呀，这句话的意思是呢，有关考卷的问题不予回答。看来In respect of 是个正式的书面语 It's formal English, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You can also say in respect to when referring to a specific thing. Here are some more examples.
With respect to what we discussed earlier, I think we need to look at the figures again and get some advice.
Dear Sir, I am writing in respect to your letter dated 7th of March.
Hopefully, using the phrase in respect to...is now a bit clearer.
Oh, yes. I'm having a bit more respect for you now, Rob.
The word respect has several meanings, one of which you just used. You can also give someone your respects. These are polite messages or good wishes, like this.
Please give my respects to your mother when you see her.
上面这句话的意思呢，是向某人问好，是个礼貌用语，客套话，用于书信或邮件的结尾。
And sometimes you might hear someone say...With all due respect, this is a polite statement that precedes an expression of disagreement with somebody else's viewpoint, like this.
With all due respect, I think your estimate of how much the job will cost is far too high.
这个短语的意思呢，是尽管怎么样，但是如何如何，是很客气的表达不同意见的用语。在反驳之前，先说 with all due respect.
And finally, you can treat something or someone with respect. This means to look after something with care, consideration or caution, like this.
You've got to treat the sports car with respect. It has a lot of power.
以上例句中的 with respect 意思是爱护、小心的意思。Respect is a useful word. I'm certainly going to treat it with respect.
Ah, well, that's good to hear. And with respect to Christy's question, I hope we've given it the respect it deserves. I just need some more respect from you now, Lee.
Well, Rob, I've been told that you have to earn respect. 你必须要赢得别人的尊重。
And have I earned it yet?
Of course you have. I was only joking. But it's time to go now. 我想提醒英语学习发烧友们，碰到英语学习上的问题，请随时发电子邮件给我们。我们的邮箱是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
We look forward to hearing from you.
再见。
再见。
Very respectable.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Need some language help?
Ask us a question.
你问问我答。
From BBC Learning English.